Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Descending from the sky, so brilliant with the light of God, the city is His bride. There is no temple in this town, no sun, no moon, no lamp, for God's own glory. himself will wipe the tear from every weeping eye. No death, no pain, no mourning cry, and every tear may dry. And now our God will dwell with them, the new Jerusalem, and he himself will walk with them, the new Jerusalem. So let all of those who thirst come now and drink for free. And to the one who overcomes, come now and you will see. Behold, the old is passed away. Now everything is new. The Alpha and Omega's words are trustworthy and so true. And God himself will wipe the tear from every weeping eye. No death, no pain, no mourning cry, and every tear may dry. The new Jerusalem. And now our God will dwell with them, the new Jerusalem. And he himself will walk with them, the new Jerusalem. And he himself will walk with them.
My worries and cares are replaced with deep trust in His will. For with Jesus I don't fret, 'cause He knows the very best. It is faith that makes me see my Savior who died at Calvary. I hear Him in a cold silence. I feel His arms in intangible.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Holy, holy God Almighty, spotless Lamb for sinners slain, worthy, worthy, Thou art worthy, Lord, we praise Your holy name. We adore God.
overcome, the victory is sure. The battle is the Lord's, and it is okay to struggle along the way. It is a war after all. His good name just call, and don't give up. The victory is sure enough. For angels fight beside the one who desires to overcome. The victory is sure. The battle. Try to toss you to and fro. Don't be intimidated. He is already defeated. Don't give up. Victory is sure enough. For angels fight beside the one who desires to overcome. The victory is sure. The battle wins the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Desires to overcome, the victory is sure. The battle is the Lord's. We fight beside the Lord of love, and the Lord he fights for you.
Sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as the snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, let us reason together. That's what God says. Come
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, Two New Mission Trucks. Psalm 68 verse 19 says, Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. As my wife, Kathy, and I were graduating from Andrews University, we received a call to go to Zambia to serve at Rusanga Secondary School. At that time, it was the largest Adventist boarding academy with about 1,000 students. We were told that we needed to bring a pickup and that to get it in duty-free, we needed to own it for 6 months before we left the United States. We sent a communication back to the General Conference asking what kind of pickup we should buy. We waited and waited for a reply, but we didn't hear back. Finally, I went out and bought a brand new 1973 maroon and white half-ton GMC pickup. Then I sent a message to the General Conference telling them that I had bought a truck. We drove the beautiful new truck for 6 weeks to South Dakota, all across Nebraska and back. Then we got a reply from the General Conference. Nope, wrong kind of pickup. You cannot buy parts for it there. You need a Ford 3/4 ton with a stick shift, a 4-speed transmission, and a cover on the back. Oh no, we cannot afford this, I thought. I knew I couldn't resell the truck for the price I had paid for it. I would probably lose at least $8,000. So I prayed about it. I had gotten a little money for mileage from the conference, and when I deducted the amount I had spent for gas, I had a little cushion, but not much. We put an ad in the paper, and I put the wrong price in, $1,000 less than what I had to have. At 2 a.m., I got a call. I'll be there at 6 a.m. to buy the truck, the man said. At 6, he showed up and started writing out the check. That's the wrong price, I said. We need $1,000 more. He showed me the ad. And I said, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Okay, I'll take it anyway, he said. So we sold the pickup, and when we took into account the money that the conference had paid for my mileage, less gas, we hadn't lost any money. What a miracle! Can you imagine buying a vehicle and driving it for 6 weeks and not losing any money? We went out and bought another pickup truck. This time, a green and white 3/4 ton Ford with a 4-speed transmission. We even found a used shell for the back of it that matched the truck exactly. We were so excited. We drove it for about a month. Then we got a call from the General Conference. We're changing the location for where you're going. You are going to go to the Congo to work on a new project in the Kasai region. Your truck will not do any good there. You need to sell it. Okay, Lord, what's going on here? My wife and I said. We prayed about it and again put an ad in the paper. On Sunday morning, we got a call from a farmer in western Nebraska. He said, I'll give you what you're asking for your truck. I'm out in the wheat fields now, so if you bring the truck out here, I'll give you a check. I got in the truck and drove it out there. Kathy followed me in the car, and the man gave us a check. We were somewhat nervous about taking a check from someone we didn't know, but we were both farm kids once, and we trust farmers. The check was good, and again, we had not lost any money. We got exactly what we paid for the truck. Kathy and I were amazed at how God took care of us. A reflection associated with this story comes from Thoughts from the Mount of Blessings, page 101. If you will seek the Lord and be converted every day, if you will, of your own spiritual choice, be free and joyous in God, if with gladsome consent of heart to his gracious call you come wearing the yoke of Christ, the yoke of obedience and service, all your murmurings will be stilled, all your difficulties will be removed, all the perplexing problems that now confront you will be solved. Two New Mission Trucks was written by Elder Dwayne McKee, who is Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.